Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Ultrasuona. Ultrasonic City.
Stop.
Ville ultrasonique. Act 1. The Limits. Human ears can perceive sound from 20 to 20,000 hertz. Let's illustrate these sounds. 20 hertz, 20,000. As you are listening to me through a radiophonic device, it could be that you heard absolutely nothing. So let's go a bit higher than 20 and a bit lower than 20,000. 30 hertz, 40, 50, 60, 75, 1,000. 15,000, 16,000, 17,000, 18,000, 19,000. The younger you are, the better your hearing. The tone of the mosquito, a sound device to potentially scare away youngsters from public places, is 17,000 hertz. If you are able to hear this tone, your ears are still fresh. If not, well. So these are the limits of your hearing. We tend to listen to the world with our human ears as the reference point.
Voices
are dominant around 3 to 4,000 hertz.
幸福的生活
A
B
C
私は今変な街を見ている
F G H I
They are what our ears are made to hear, the shape and all. But there's a lot more out there than that. The spectre below our reference point is called infrasound. We can only hear it physically in our gut. Elephants and whales use this realm to communicate long distance. Also, tigers, giraffes, and other animals use infrasound. Unfortunately, this radiophonic situation does not permit me to send these sounds to you. They are filtered by the technology that sends sounds through your speakers. You are hearing normal tigers and giraffes. The other side of the sound continuum brings us to the realm above, ultrasound. It makes humans see fetuses and other body parts. It cleanses jewelry. Dogs are trained with ultrasonic whistles. Rats laugh and mice sing love songs. Which brings me to the next part of this radiophonic story. Act 2, Ultrasonic City. For a couple of years, I've been fascinated by the inaudible, for humans, that is. Then I got a bat detector. The one I have, a heterodyne bat detector, transposes the ultrasound with an oscillator chip. It lowers the ultrasound. I choose a frequency I want to hear, from 16,000 to 130,000 hertz. The sound in the background is my computer purring and squeaking. These are sounds I cannot hear normally. Which brings me to the park. Let me take you to Brussels, May 2012, 10 o'clock in the evening, to the Pierre Paulus Park. We hear the ducks, planes, cars, youngsters that snuck in after the gates were closed. At the same time, a pipistrellus pipistrellus, or in other words, a common pipistrelle bat, flies around the birch tree. Again, and again, and again. The minute you hear him or her, you see the bat too. What you hear are the ultrasounds he or she produces. Shouts with its mouth open. His or her flying pattern is regular. The voice becomes the eyes. The focus is on finding mosquitoes. For the hunt, you want a predictable trajectory. The element of surprise is the prey in your path. The tree is part of the mental map. The prey is captured when the sounds reflected by the body of the mosquito become shorter. The bat is an obvious ultrasound source. But what happens if we take the device, the detector, to other places in the city? There are a couple of phenomena I would like to share with you. This goes from the scope of the sound spectrum, to the lack of human voices, to the attention to details we potentially have through ultrasound. Quite a lot of elements, such as water, metal, and plastic, make sound way beyond what we can hear. To illustrate these phenomena, we brought our multiple microphones, for example, to a scrap metal yard, where people bring iron, copper, aluminium to sell. The sounds are harsh, both ultrasonically. And in the field recording. Chains rumble. Forklift trucks' engines roar. Of course, its innards are metal too. From this harsh environment, we move to a market at noon. The merchants sell mostly food, fruit and vegetables. It's Tuesday. ultrasonically, all voices will disappear. Recipes will no longer be audible. Nor other banter in exotic languages. Only the sound of knives and plastic bags remain. Shopping trolleys church bells are reduced to a tiny ting because we are only hearing its harmonics in resonance. Whilst under 20,000 hertz, they fill up the sound space of the market. The shoe repair shop. This is a 10 square meter shop full of machines, shoes, and a workbench. Tiny but efficient. We hear the customer ask for a key, but in the upper realms she's gone. Only high-pitched hammering and the key being cut remain. Money sounds like heavy pieces of gold falling on top of each other. The cash register purrs.
Merci. Do 25, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Now we go to a swimming pool from 1905. 25 meters long, changing cabins all around. Ultrasonic sound cuts all humans out. Here it's incredibly obvious. Water sounds take up the whole sound spectrum. Splashes, running water, showers. I'm slowly letting the humans come in. You feel their voices fill up the space. Their voices resonate and give the pool its loud sound body. We stay in the swimming pool building, but we move towards the exit. The ultrasonic recorder lets you pick out certain details which normally you would not notice. These are the hinges of a 100-year-old door. The shh sound comes from coats and jackets of youngsters leaving the pool building. We also leave the pool and we go to a bar, 30s style, all wood. We visit not the public part, but we go to the kitchen on the first floor. We arrive quite late, the dishes are almost done. There is a sonorous detail we perceive. Ultrasonically, this fridge leaves a different impression. We let the regular kitchen take over. To end our ultrasonic voyage, we go to a shop full of lamps, lights, bulbs and neons. It's specialised in lighting for domestic purposes. We started out our trip with the sound of a bat hunting, a sound which only exists above 20,000 Hz. As you can hear, the same applies to lamps and neons. We go back to the shop, as humans can hear. This was Ultrasonic City, a temporary zone of augmented hearing. Director and narrator, Wendy van Wensberger. Field recordings, Marion Guillemette. Edits, Vincent Matin and yours truly. Thanks for your patience, support and tenacity. ACSR, Carmelo, Clémentine, Vincent, Pierre, Water. And thanks to Freesound, where I found sound from the following people. Acclivity, Hans Tim, Rubignol, Aguasonic, Dobroid, Caio, Corsica S, Freckman, Fons, Jovica, Pera, Klangbeeld. I hereby attribute thee with the following licenses: Sampling Plus, Creative Commons, Attribution, and Non-Commercial. 2013, Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
Je m'appuie.